The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
Funny, everybody's nervous with me.
Now we bring to the star of our show, Red Skelton.
I think that was the sponsor. He just blew his brains out. He thought he got rid of me last week. He was going to let me go until he heard Jack Benny tonight say I might replace him on cello. So then he's going to hang me around again. How are you tonight, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, Red, you look all in tonight.
Yeah, our sponsor is still living at my house.
Say, Red, where'd you get that black eye?
I've already answered that. The sponsor's living in our house. You know, he's okay, but I wish he would stop walking around in his sleep so much.
Oh, he walks in his sleep, huh?
Yeah, he climbs up on a roof and starts walking around. Last week, he caused 3 alerts all by himself.
Oh, I see. The army spotted him, huh?
Yeah, but they finally decided his pajamas were friendly.
Well, Reds, you know, it's been quite an experience having a sponsor at your house.
I wish you wouldn't keep calling it my house. He's liable to get mad. He's upstairs now. You know, it's not so bad, but lately we've worked out a 50-50 arrangement.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, 50% of the time I go out, and then the other 50% I spend trying to get back inside again. You know, in fact, the only way I can get back in is to give him a spare tire and a carton of Raleigh cigarettes.
What else is new, Red?
Oh, I'm going to bring him a package of wings sometime, see what happens. You know, say, have you heard the USO is starting their new campaign to raise $30 million?
The USO, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Red, just what is the USO?
Well, it's a pretty great organization, if you ask me. The sponsor, and I have already signed our, send our checks in. But he decided that wasn't enough, so he organized a USO party at my house for all the... and fell in love with a USO girl. This other has been cut out.
Go from there, huh?
Yeah, the sponsor fell for one of the USO girls.
Well, that's swell, Red. That sounds like a cross-section of the United States, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Red, I'm glad that Mr. Raleigh's found a nice girl. Say, do they like each other?
Yes, of a night they sit in the parlor and hold cigarettes.
Well, tell me, what do they do for fun?
Well, they listen to daytime serial programs at night.
Red, there are no daytime serials at night.
That's where the fun comes in.
I was on a daytime serial program once.
You were, Ozzie? What part did you play?
Well, it wasn't a very big part. I was Ma Perkins' husband.
Red, how many soldiers did he get to come to the USO party?
6 battalions.
6 battalions?
Yeah, he wanted them to sleep in a real comfortable bed again.
Well, 6 battalions is a lot of soldiers.
Yes, right? It is. The lawn was just covered with pup tents.
Pup tents?
Yeah, you should have seen some of those big dogs sticking out of the other end.
You know, Red, the USO does a lot to make the boys happy.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan and myself, we've been trying to cheer up the boys, too.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, I dress up like a Jap gardener, and then the boys mow me down.
That USO is a great organization.
Yeah, I should say it is, Truman.
Yeah, and they need a lot of things right now, Red.
Yeah, they
For
sure
one
do.
Thing, they want 15 million books.
15 million books?
Yeah.
Gee, that's almost as many as hasn't been returned to the Hollywood Library.
Hiya, Red.
Oh, hello, Harriet.
I heard you talking about the USO. Are you doing your part to keep soldiers happy?
Oh, yes, I am, Harriet. You should see the beautiful USO girls I got for the soldiers to dance with.
Oh, were they really beautiful?
Yeah, nobody danced. I walked over to one soldier, though, doing some swell jitterbug steps, see? So I said to him, would you teach me a couple of those?
Yeah, what'd he say?
He says, I'm not jitterbugging. I just got out of a Jeep after a 14-hour ride.
I danced with a beautiful girl once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, she was from royalty.
From royalty?
Yeah, she was a handmaiden at the Eagle Laundry.
Why would anybody send an eagle to the laundry?
Getting back to the USO, Red. Did you know that they have a post down at the Union Station to take care of the soldiers when they arrive in Los Angeles?
Yes, you know, they're doing a great job, too. The Chamber of Congress... The Chamber of Commerce meets everybody at the station, too.
They do?
Yeah, they rush up to the tourists, and they hand them a grapefruit and an umbrella.
A grapefruit and an umbrella? What's the umbrella for?
Well, every time it rains, they blame it on the grapefruit.
Did the soldiers appreciate your hospitality, Red?
Yeah, I got a lot of thank you notes this morning.
What did they say?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid to open them until they stop ticking. You know, a funny thing happened. I thought the boys might like to get caught up on their reading, see? So I got out a few of my Shakespeare books, my Dickens and Eugene O'Neill.
What happened?
Well, they marched right in and sat down and said, okay, Red, where's the latest Esquires? And they were hungry, too, boy. They ate so fast that I had to wait table with a Jeep. After they finished the meal, they took the Jeep apart and ate that. Then they start looking around for me.
Red, I'm sure all the people all over the country would like to help.
Yeah, you know, everybody at our house has entered into the spirit of the thing. Even my dog went out and digged up 16 bones. He'd been saving them for a little Pekingese across the street.
What else happened, Red?
Well, they wanted to dance, so they started to roll the rugs back, but I stopped them.
What for?
You can't dance on dirt. Mr. Rawley, our sponsor, was very nice, though. He went out and brought back a lot of girls.
Say, Red, yes, I want to ask you, where did you find those girls?
Well, I don't know, but the sponsor said they were showgirls. But, of course, there's no chorus line at Forest Lawn. Say, did you notice that fat one? She got stuck in the doorway coming in and nobody noticed her for 2 hours.
Say, Red, that was some girl you had.
Yeah, sort of a blank expression with bounded by ears.
I had a blank expression once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yes, how come? Somebody squirted a fountain pen through the keyhole.
Say, I noticed the girl you were with, Truman. It's too bad she had such big buck teeth.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Red. Her teeth weren't so bad.
Oh, no. Every time she smiled, everybody had to duck or get bayoneted. You know, I guess the soldiers like the girls, though. I saw a lot of them out on the terrace, and they were just walking and walking and walking.
Well, why didn't they stop walking?
They couldn't. The gophers would bite them on the ankles if they did.
Well, I don't like to get personal, Red, but did you kiss your girl goodnight?
Yeah, I did. That I did.
Gosh, did you ever know anybody who could kiss like that?
No, I... Say, how did you know how she could kiss, huh? I thought you just happened to walk by us.
Yes, but not fast enough.
Well, you're right, though. Boy, I haven't been kissed like that since I said speak to a St. Bernard dog. That was our pianist playing one of Paderewski's famous numbers, Mud, from the opera Henry Clay.
Say it, Red. I see that the Barnum, Bailey, and Ringling Brothers Circus opened in New York City.
Yeah, you know, I used to be with a circus.
Oh!
Yeah, a big article about the photo play about it this week, too.
Well, really? Mm-hmm. Well, what were some of the things that happened there?
Well, every time a circus hits town, you find a few new people who want to join up.
Uh-huh.
So let's see how Beverly Kelly of The Greatest Show on Earth would handle that situation. All right, folks, step right up. Seen The Greatest Show on Earth? Seen the fat lady? She's so fat she has a whole army camp between her shoulders. She won't be fat much longer, though. The sugar rationing board's going to cut her down to one barrel a week. See that living skeleton? For years he was a guest string on Chrysler's violin. See the rubber man who was captured in Akron, Ohio by Leon Henderson. 500,000 miles without a retread. Step right in and watch him give transfusion to tires.
What was that?
Sounds like the rubber man just had a blowout. See those Yubangis, the only girls that can seal envelopes after they've been dropped in the letterbox. The price is 10 cents, one small part of a dollar. If you're not satisfied, we'll double your money back over my dead body. The show's complete, folks, except for the half man and half woman.
Where's the half man, half woman?
He was drafted, brother. Now the field artillery has the first soldier with a built-in hostess.
Hey, do you have a... special rate for service, man?
Yes, sir, brother. It's free. The USO's taking care of it. Step right in, brother. It's free.
Hey, Doc. This guy out here to see you about a job.
Okay, where is he?
Right over there.
Take over, will you? Howdy, brother.
Brother? Man, do y'all need glasses?
So you want a job with a circus, huh? What'd you do before?
I was testing mattresses for nervous people.
Oh, sleeping on them, huh?
No, eating them.
What'd you do before that?
Well, I used to be the head towel man on a submarine.
Head towel man on a submarine?
Yeah, you see, when the sub comes to the surface, the first man coming up the conning tower always gets a lot of white in his face.
Is that so?
Yep, and that's where I came in. I hand him a towel.
Well, I don't know if we can use you or not. Did you ever work hard?
No, sir, but I was employed before. You see, I need some money. My gal Magnolia wants me to get some expensive perfume.
Oh, does she use much?
Not for her, but for me.
Say, what kind of a gal is she?
Oh, she's from the Deep South. The Deep South.
Deep South, huh? Alabama?
No, Peru.
Sounds like you like this girl quite a bit.
Yes, sir. But the trouble is, she never goes anywhere without a mother.
No?
No, and a mother never goes anywhere without a father. And a father won't go any place without his 10 pounds of sugar.
Gosh, what do you do on a date?
Nothing. Every night, the four of us just sit around the kitchen and take inventory.
Well, brother, what's this? What kind of a job do you want?
Say, maybe you could use a tightrope walker.
No, we cut that out since the last guy got hurt. He fell off the wire and broke his leg.
What's the matter? Was the rope too tight?
No, he was. Say, how would you like to be a line tamer?
Who, me?
You mean you wouldn't go into a line game?
No, sorry.
Why, it's a sure way of staying under 40.
Yeah, yes.
You shouldn't be scared, brother. A lion's just like a big kitten.
Don't tell me about kittens. I married one once. Turned out to be a wildcat.
I didn't know you was married.
I ain't now.
Did you get a divorce?
No, my wife works at Lockheed. How come you need a lion tamer? What happened to the other one?
Oh, nothing. He's taking a little trip.
Gangway, gangway, let the stretcher by.
Of course, the trip he's taking's only a one-way ticket. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of. Lions are really afraid of men. Now, if he growls at you, just pretend you don't see him and he'll run.
Yeah, run and tell his folks what he found for dinner.
Come on, now, I'll take you over to his cage. Well, here we are. You see, he likes you already.
Gosh! And without any A1 sauce, even. Gee, I'd give $100 if this would turn out to be a bad dream.
Come on, Brenner, I'll open the door for you. Stand back there. Get out of his way. Did he scratch your arm, one of them?
Either that or I was vaccinated with a rake.
I'll show you how to handle it. I'll show you how to handle this, baby. All right, now sit up. Come on, sit up, or I'll hit you with this whip. Okay, I'll set up, but give me my whip back. You know, handling lions is very simple. Now, all you got to do is to walk over and put your head in the lion's mouth. And then for an encore, the lion will put his head in your mouth.
My mouth ain't big enough for that.
It will be by then.
Well, so long, you can get another fall guy.
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to let a girl show you up, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, the last trainer was a beautiful blonde, but she was forced to leave.
Why, were the lions coming too close?
No, the wolves were going too far.
Well, I ain't going to do it. I want to see you stick your head in that lion's mouth first.
All right, now let's be fair and square about this. I'll count three. Oh, wrong character, isn't it? You know, it's nothing to it, Wonderful. You just walk over to the lion, take your two hands, and pull his mouth open like this. Oh, well, I can always write a letter with my toes. that job is still open for a lion tamer.
Yeah, well, maybe you could use a high diver. I dived up a 100-foot ladder in a glass of water once, but it didn't like it.
Why not?
Hard water.
That's kid stuff, brother. That's part of my job with a circus. I dive off a platform 1,000 feet into a cup of coffee.
You can?
Sure. Do you want to see me do it?
Sure.
You put over here, take over doing the barking for a few minutes, and I'll show you.
All right.
Now, I'll climb up this ladder here, brother.
There it goes, folks. Up, up, up. 1,000 feet in the air. Are you ready?
Yes, the coffee ready.
All set.
Here I come.
Here he comes. Gosh, mister, that was great. Is you hurt?
No, but wait till I catch the guy who left that spoon in the coffee. Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He loves the circus, and he goes every year because he can't figure out how the elephants eat so many peanuts without removing the shells. Here he is on his way to see Daisy June.
Well, here I am. Oh, the circus is coming for long. Oh, no, the circus is coming for long. Oh, the circus is doo-dee-doo, doo-dee-doo. Gosh, I hope that circus don't offer me a job again today as the dog-faced boy. Everybody knows I ain't a boy no more. Well, here's where the character lives.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy. September.
September? Well, what happened to June? September? What happened to June?
Everything's ahead of production these days.
Clem, what took you so long to get here? Did you walk?
No, I took this streetcar, and would you believe it? And I sat there for 3 hours, and it didn't move.
It didn't move? Well, nope. Didn't the passengers complain?
Nope, they all sat there like dopes. They sat around eating sandwiches and drinking coffee.
Ha ha ha! lunch wagon.
Well, no wonder the conductor gave me a hamburger. Gee, you look nice today, Daisy Jones.
Well, thank you, Clem. You know, Clem, you don't look so good.
I know. I've been putting too much water on my head.
Too much water, huh? Well, isn't that good?
No, it killed my tomato plants. You know, they don't like water, you know.
That makes two of you.
You.
Gee, you sure are dressed up to see the circus, ain't
you? Yeah, I thought we could pick up a few extra dollars helping them do something around there. Maybe if I comb my hair, I'd get a job as a pinhead.
Oh, Clem, your head ain't that pointed.
Yes, I do. You look at it real close. You look at it real close. It looks like a pivot tooth with hair.
Well, don't worry about the circus taking you, Clem. You ain't unusual enough.
Oh, yeah?
Why, you'd have to have 7 toes, 2 necks, and 4 elbows to get in nowadays.
7 toes, 2 necks, and 4 elbows?
Yes.
Yeah, just my luck. I missed it by 1 elbow and 1 toe.
Do you think they'll have that bearded lady with the circus this year?
Now, don't start those insinuating marks again.
Well, she did flirt with you, Clem.
Yeah, but she never spoke to me anymore after I sent her that package of razor blades for Christmas.
Say, tell me, how does it feel to kiss a bearded lady, Clem?
Well, did you ever kiss a man that needed a shave?
Yep.
Same thing, only softer.
Well, I'll be with you in a minute, Clem. I just have to slip into something cool.
Okay.
You won't be lonesome while I'm gone, will you, Clem?
No, I'll just sit here and dangle my toes in the fishbowl.
Well, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello, Clem.
Well, this. We did that, didn't we? Can't do it 2 times in 1 night, you know. Well, here we are. Gee, I'll never forget what happened when I kissed that bearded woman.
What happened?
A pigeon flew out.
No kidding?
Yeah, out of me.
Well, I don't know whether I should let you go near that circus,
I think,
Clem.
I'll catch that pigeon and put him with that egg and have a little stew, huh?
I'm not sure I should let you go near that circus. You're always getting into trouble.
Yeah, you remember last year, did you see what I did to that Indian rubber man?
No, what?
I gave him the Jersey bounce.
Listen, and another thing, you stay away from them hula hula dancers.
Oh, don't worry, I'll stay away from the hula hula dancers. They might have devil grass. Well, here's the circus train. Hey, look at that wagon with all the big heavy bars on it. I wonder what kind of animal they got in there.
Well, look, there's a sign on it.
What does it say?
It says, T-I-C-K-E-T-S. Tickets.
Boy, it must be a mean animal. Oh, yeah, I've seen them things. They're big babies, too. I used to catch them.
What do they look like?
Hmm?
I said, what do they look like?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Hey, Daisy June, look at that big gorilla.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, pardon me, I thought you was a gorilla.
No, I'm a chimpanzee.
Well, comb your hair, you look like a gorilla.
Now, out of my way, come on, back up.
Yeah, wait a minute, don't push me. You know who I am?
No, who are you?
I'm the guy you're pushing.
Come on, get going.
No, I said stop pushing me. You can't push me and get away with it.
Oh, no? Take that.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Well, I certainly told him off, didn't I?
Now get back or I'll knock all your teeth out.
Well, Clem, why don't you do something?
Well, I don't want to be known as a bully.
Especially without teeth.
Yeah. Hey, mister, how much does it cost? Now, don't hit me. How much does it cost to get in this turkey?
Box seats are $1. Bleachers, 50 cents.
Yep. Hippodrome ring, 75, huh?
Yeah. Cut that out.
Well, here's 3 cents and some bubble gum. Stick us up on the trapeze, will you?
I'll tell you what. If you will help me put up the tent, drive a few stakes and water the elephants, I'll get you some passes.
put up the tent and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Circus only going to be here one day. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be out of the hospital for a month. What are those passes made out of, aluminum?
Well, now, that's a good idea, Clem. A little work won't hurt you.
Now, I know, but it might ruin my morale. What did you say I had to do?
All you have to do is help put up the tent, drive a few stakes, and carry water for 30 elephants.
30 elephants? How much do you want them big babies drink?
Oh, about 500 gallons a day.
500 gallons? Hey, Boulder Dam, come here.
I thought you was a punk.
What?
Why, you ain't strong enough to kill a fly.
Oh, yes, I am. I can tear a telephone book in two.
You can, huh?
Tear it right in half.
I don't believe it.
No, I can.
All right, here's a phone book. Let me see you do it.
Okay. Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Of course, it takes longer this way.
Now, come on, Clem. You just stop your fooling and get to work.
Okay.
Yeah, take this sledgehammer and drive all these stakes in the ground.
Okay, come on, Daisy June. One of us will hold the stakes while the other one drives it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, careful, Daisy June. You almost hit my hand.
Okay, well, once more, I'll do it.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, Clem, your poor head.
Oh, you broke my little skull. You broke my little skull. Help me pull my head through my collar again, will you?
Come on, let's water the elephants.
Hey, you know, my brother used to be an elephant water boy, but he got fired. He put some soap in the water bucket.
Well, why should they fire him for that?
Well, nobody paid to go in. They just stood outside and watched Dumbo do a bubble dance.
Oh, Clem, here come the elephants.
Yeah, look
at them. Cute the way they all hold on to each other's tails with their trunks?
Yeah, it is. Hey, I wonder what would happen if that first elephant stopped real quick. I do it. Hey, Dumbo! Whoa! Look, the world's largest spitball.
They sure are big, ain't they?
Yeah, boy, I wish I had one of them babies to plow around my potato field.
What's the idea of that?
Well, then I could get my potatoes plowed and mashed at the same time.
Come on, Clem, let's water the elephants and then you get paid.
Okay.
Grab those buckets, we'll fill them up.
Okay. No, here you are, big boy. Come on, old fella. Well, come on, drink it. What do you want me to do? Stick your head in the bucket?
Clem, the other end is his trunk.
Oh, yeah. I had a hold of his suitcase, didn't I? Well, here you are, fella. Here, stop that. He squirted water in my face. You do that again, I'll tie your snoot in a knot. Here. Now, you stop there. I told you I'd tie your snoot in a knot.
Well, did you tie his snoot in a knot?
Yep. What do you know? He tied my snoot in a knot. Have a lady and her little boy. Naturally, the circus is a big day in his life, so Harriet should be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Hey, Mummy, the circus is in town. The circus is here.
I know it, Junior, and because you've been a good boy today, I'm taking you.
Mummy, are you really taking me to the circus because I've been such a good boy? I've washed behind my ears every day.
Well, I don't know. Did you wash behind your ears today?
Yeah, look.
I am looking, and it's awful.
Well, I know you can't get rid of that dust bowl in a day, you know.
Well, you ready?
Now, let's see if I got everything. My ice pick, my hat pin, my bean shooter, brass knuckles, dench bomb. Yeah, I had ready. Hey, Mummy, did you kiss Pop goodbye?
Yes, I did.
Okay, put your rolling pin down. Let's go.
Now, don't run.
Boy, we going to the
garden. Don't run. Walk slowly like a little gentleman.
Okay, okay. Hey, Mummy, have you got your skirt pinned on tight?
My skirt? Well, of course. What a silly question.
Well, if I start to get lost, boy, I'm going to grab for it. You might don't want to cause a riot like the last time.
Come on, Junior. Let's cross the street. The circus is this way.
It is? Well, we had to go right past the cool house. Got a match, Mummy?
Come on, let's cross Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, I will blow my airwave warden whistle. Sure blacked them out, didn't I?
Junior, the very next time you blow that whistle, I'll ram it down your throat.
Is that so? Where you think it is now?
Well, here's a circus.
Oh, boy.
Pink lemonade, a dime, 10 cents. Get your pink lemonade.
Gee, I am thirsty.
Don't be silly. You're not thirsty.
No, then how come me tonsil keep singing, somebody gotta pick the cotton?
Now, come on, we'll miss the show. And try to be a good boy.
I've been a good boy today.
Yes, you always are the week before the circus comes to town.
Yes, I know. Got me all over. But, oh, brother, when it leaves.
Well, here's the entrance to the big top.
Yeah, tickets. Hold me hand, hold me hand.
Here you are, for one.
One? What about the little boy? How old is he?
Now, let's not get no deeper.
It's all right. He's only four.
Yeah, I had only 4 years old. Give me a light, will you, Bob?
Well, okay. Go on in.
And, oh, boy, we didn't die the circus. We didn't die the... Oh, Mummy, look at them big rubber cows with two tails.
Those aren't cows, Junior. They're elephants.
Them elephants? No wonder Pop runs and hides. Last night, 10,000 of them things chased him home.
Now, don't get too close.
I won't hurt him. Hey, boy, how would you like to have a couple of them babies for bookends, huh?
Well, here's some peanuts. Hold them out in your hand.
Trying to get rid of me, huh? Put them on the ground. I ain't had that hand very long, you know.
Won't hurt your hand.
No, I ain't scared. But he bigger than I am. Let him get his own peanut.
I'm surprised at you. You weren't afraid to feed him last year.
I know, but last year I also drank from a nipple bottle, but I don't do that now. Hey, Mummy, look at them Alcatraz gophers.
Alcatraz gophers?
Yeah.
Junior, those are zebras.
They is?
Yes.
Well, that's what you get when you don't pay your income tax.
Oh, look, they're the giraffes with the long necks, see?
Oh, boy, what a neck. I bet he'd hard on the guest house. Hey, Papa would have a neck like that, huh, Mom? He'd be the only peeping Tom in town without a stepladder. Oh, look over there, Mummy. Monkeys. Look at the monkeys.
Stop running, Junior. I told you about that before. Now I'll have to punish you.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my little skull. You broke my little...
I didn't hit your skull at all. I hit your collarbone.
You sure about that?
Of course I am.
Oh, you broke my little collarbone.
Oh, now hush. Look at the monkeys and learn something.
Yeah. Oh, boy, look at them monkeys, Mark. Just think, last Saturday, our boys made the Japs look like that.
Don't be silly, Junior. The Japs didn't look that good. Now, Junior, you stand right here, and I'll go buy some peanuts for them,
okay,
huh?
Okay. Oh, look, there's a man going into the monkey cake. I
think I will follow him. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mitch. Are you a monkey?
Of course not. Do I look like a monkey?
I can answer that, but it would positively lead to bloodshed. Hey, mister, throw the monkey a banana. Go ahead, throw him one of them bananas.
It's no use to throw a monkey a banana.
Why not?
No, he'll eat the skin and throw the banana on the sidewalk. Isn't that silly?
Yeah, that's silly. Who could slip on that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll have to get some water. Now, don't open this cage door, will you?
Oh, no.
You're a good boy, aren't you?
You don't know me very well, do you? Well, coach, it's clear. Here I go inside the monkey cage. Hiya, fellas. How you guys stand in the draft? Oh, here comes Mummy. I think I would sit down and make like a monkey.
Good heavens, I hate to admit it, but there's a monkey who looks just like Junior.
Never mind all that talk. Throw them peanuts in here. We're hungry.
All right, here you are. Junior, get out of that cage!
But don't yell at me or scare me, too. Hey, Mummy, we used to go to kindergarten together.
You get out of there!
Okay, don't work yourself up.
You deserve a spanking for that.
If I were you, Mummy, I would go kind of easy on them smacks you give me.
What do you mean, Junior?
Well, you heard what the president said. Only 25,000 smackers a year.
I ought to take you home for that.
No, I gotta see the rest of the circus.
No, we'd better go home.
No, you take me around or I would tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that you used to be a head tipper in a herring factory.
Junior!
Yet you were, too, and they fired you because you would pickle too much.
You just wait till I tell your father what you said.
Won't do no good. He told me. Hey, come on, Mommy. I want to see that wild man from Barney.
No. He's wild enough now. Now, you sit here. The circus is going to start.
Oh, boy, that's good. Hmm?
Look, you can see all three rings from here.
Three rings. That reminds me. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, me too. Waiter, two beers. Oh, excuse me, Junior. I thought I was with your father.
Do I look like Pop?
Yes, but don't worry. You can always get a job on the night shift. Look up there. There's an acrobat swinging on the trapeze from one side of the tent to the other.
No kidding. That nothing. Pop can do the same thing without a trapeze. He looked like a windshield wiper, don't he?
Now, Junior, you sit here for a minute. I'm going to get some more peanuts.
Okay. Well, you better hurry before they ration them. Well, here I am all alone. I think I will go look the circuit over. Now I will crawl under this sidewalk. Well, here I am again. Well, look at that funny-looking animal with the listening post in his tummy. Hey, mister, what is that thing?
Those are kangaroos.
Kangaroos? What do they use them for? Pickpockets? For pickpockets to practice on?
No, them kangaroos are part of the show.
Yeah?
When I blow a whistle, he runs around the arena and gets a big laugh.
Yeah?
Say, who are you? Whose little boy are you?
My mommy.
Where is your mommy?
You're looking for me, as usual, like that.
Well, I'll tell you, I will get a policeman and have him take you back. And to make sure you don't run away, I'll just put you inside the kangaroo's pocket.
Would you?
There. Watch him, Tarwater.
Okay, boss.
How about that, a talking kangaroo? Well, here I am, all alone in a kangaroo's pocket. No, I ain't all alone either. Hey, get out of here, you. That's much better. Now I can stretch me widow leg. Boy, what a hiding place for my 14 pounds of sugar. Oh, look what I found in my pocket. My little air raid warden whistle. The man said when he hear the whistle, he runs. Oh, well, I go and get a whip anyhow. I do it. I will blow the whistle and go for a ride. Giddy up, kangaroo.
There.
Speed off. Slow down, will you? Slow down. What do you hold on to? Hey, why don't you try Highway 66? It's a lot smoother. Boy, that guy is a jeep of the animal world. Uh-oh, that's Mummy. Hey, Mummy, look in the kangaroo's pocket.
Don't be careful, you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Junior, get out of there!
Hurry up, kangaroo. Whoa. Oh, boy. I never do that again.
Oh, lady, boy. Is this your little boy?
Yes, and he's going home right now, too.
No, I want to see the wild man.
Oh, no, brother. I want him to see you. We'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying, ladies and gentlemen, we had a lot of fun here tonight kidding about giving a party to the USO. But now I'd like to add a serious note. The USO's part is a very large part in the war America's effort, America's war efforts. Its purpose is to furnish our fighting men with the pleasures of home that they gave up when they joined up. It furnishes books, magazines, and entertainment on the field, food on maneuvers, and many other services. All this takes money, and that's where we can all help, by contributing to the USO drive for funds. Thanks a lot for listening, and goodbye now.
Red Skelton is heard on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.